Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. We're going to share something very interesting with you. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you, Lord, to keep your people safe through these days to come. Lord, we're obviously in a covert civil war here, and people are dying. And we ask you to protect your elect. Protect those that need to be to manifest their election. Protect those that don't even know you, but if they die, they won't ever know you. Protect those that we've prayed and believed for to come into your kingdom. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. I want to talk to you about a warning. And it's quite a few revelations input here that seem to be pointing to something, okay? And we're going to watch and find out. And I'm saying, are attacks coming at Thanksgiving? Okay, I believe that we're seeing that false flag attacks from the left will be used by God to judge the factious in the government and the church and apostates, and in some cases bring some of his people home. The false flags appear to come on this Thanksgiving and the next day, which is Black Friday, according to the dreams and visions, which I'm going to share just briefly with you. And then everything will change. These attacks may be a combination of things like pestilence, which we've heard was coming. We can't say exactly when, from the chemtrails. Earthquakes, again, we can't say exactly when, but there's some indication it could even happen tomorrow. Militant attacks against populations, which we've already seen, like Las Vegas. The directed energy weapon attacks that are being blamed on forest fires, which is ridiculous. This is an attack by the deep state. And believe it or not, if you do the research, you'll discover that actually thousands of people are dead, fried in their cars, in their homes, etc. So it's serious. And possibly the burning of churches, like they're doing to those towns in California. However, this turns out we need to be in prayer for the elect and pray for revival to come. We don't agree with everything on these videos or about their interpretations. You know, people just don't need to object because they said something that we don't agree with. So, but the point I'm trying to point out is just this very significant thing that these revelations happen on Thanksgiving, okay? Some of them are pointing to this Thanksgiving. Lots of times when people get a dream about something that's going to happen on Thanksgiving, it may not be that Thanksgiving. It might be the next. Happens all the time. And people are always expecting it to be the first, you know, day that it could happen, but it doesn't happen, and it happens later. So we got to keep that in mind. Okay, here's one, a YouTube, which I'm going to post. You can get these and click on them and see for yourselves. I just picked out a few little points. The person said I was on the rooftop of a building, and it was on Black Friday. They heard gunshots, saw people running, and then I got on a bus going to heaven. In other words, they died. I saw water cover Florida. That could be earthquake situation there or an incoming. She was looking for a place to live up high, higher in a building. In other words, to get above all the problems, the trouble. And so in this particular revelation, this YouTube video, we see two things bringing death: water by earthquake and guns. Here's another one. Saw an event on or around the Thanksgiving holidays. On it were a list of dreams and visions of Thanksgiving attacks that were removed from the internet. Why would they remove them from the internet? You know, I went down clicking and clicking and clicking, and all of them were removed. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of them were removed. Why would they have all been removed? Somebody trying to hide something? I don't know. So our Amber did a search for other links in this regard, and she found some live links that point out an attack on the U.S. during the Thanksgiving / Black Friday time period. And among these, some more below them, some do not give a year. Others point to this year. We had two dreams a year ago that pointed to Thanksgiving this year as being a time of trouble and death. That does not mean that God cannot delay, but we have seen no proof that he has delayed. I just want to point that out. So we're leaving that open. Also, some of these may be for a future time and some for now. So we offer the info so that you will pray for the blood covering and be in God's will, right? Then here's another one that I listened to. It was very interesting. Don't know if it's for now or what, but the notes were beginning of sorrows, in which he saw America being invaded by foreign troops, mostly Mexican and Arab. He has determined that this should take place on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, when most American troops will be away from their bases, visiting family members. Military supplies were coming in at ports all across the United States. It was all covert. Timing was the day after Thanksgiving. Latinos with lawn equipment at the front of military bases, in other words, acting like they were cutting the grass, and have guns hidden under the lawnmowers, which had no blades on them, to block military base armories when the troops were home for holiday. Young men flying into airports with weapons in their bags to control airports on southern border. You say that's not possible. Well, it is. If you got enough money, it is possible. And this control was from Florida to California, across the southern border. And he makes a comment, there are 20 to 40,000 people of questionable origin coming across southern border a month. Ships at ports ready to unload cargoes of weapons and supplies to control the ports. You know, they've sold out some of the ports, even to Chinese. What's coming in there, you don't know. A series of dreams that show a coordinated strategy to take over the United States. Obviously, this is one of those that we can pray against, because I don't believe this can happen at this time. But saw the same recurring dream from different perspectives. Saw people going from car to car, shooting people in cars to block highways at strategic points. Muslims rolling grenades into crowds. Every mall, hospital, emergency room, police substation, all simultaneously attacked. Within hours, the U.S. was in a very vulnerable position. Okay, that's one I suggest we pray against, because there's so many other things that can, or let me say, pray against for this particular time, this particular Black Friday. Okay, that's my suggestion. Because God has already told us he does not want us to stop this. He's going to use it. But this one doesn't seem to fit in. I can't say that it doesn't, but it doesn't seem to. If you get anything more than I know there, please let us know. And then here's another video, which the point was made that everything changes after Thanksgiving. That point was made a couple of times in different videos, but that was the actual name of that video, okay? Then here's another video where Thanksgiving was canceled, and they made yard signs to cancel Thanksgiving. People were trying to blind us to what was going on, and it was said there, and people imprisoned in a fenced area. Army being raised up, which I know is happening. Matter of fact, I think the president is raising up an army to do what? I don't know, but he's got them on the ready to do something on a large scale. Is it a part of a civil war? Don't know. Don't know. We'll see. Then here's some more videos about Thanksgiving being canceled and unable to cook Thanksgiving dinner. This one here says, I skipped around this one. That was Amber. She pulled these up. She skipped around on it. She mentions no more Thanksgiving around the halfway mark. And they said, I won't be able to cook another Thanksgiving meal again. Does that mean a death? Like one of the former ones, I don't know. Or will there not be another Thanksgiving? I don't know. But they will not be able to cook one again. Dreams are pointing towards something here, I think. We'll see. We'll just have to wait and see. And here's another one. Invited to a feast. Again. I won't be able to cook another Thanksgiving dinner. Wow. That's two different revelations that got the same thing. Overwhelming sadness. Had dreamed twice before. Well, that means it's according to Joseph, that means it's surely going to come to pass. Here's another video. I mean, you can do your own research. I just went out there to... I had this question in my mind about Thanksgiving because we already had that question about things happening on this Thanksgiving. And so I went to look, and sure enough, there's people out there all over that are having revelations about Thanksgiving. Okay, this one says, I just picked out points, you know, in each one. I obviously can't cover them or play them or whatever, but I had a turkey to prepare for Thanksgiving when it shrunk. Maybe out of sight, I don't know. Multiple scenes of not being able to purchase ingredients for the dinner. And they said this is the fourth dream of no Thanksgiving. In other words, they had that four times. I'll just point out a couple of things to you I found in research. The CIA planned a false flag to start a war with Russia at the time of Kennedy's assassination, which was at Thanksgiving. And I lost that link. I couldn't find it again, but you may be able to find it. I kind of ran out of time here on my research. But another one, CIA planned a false flag at Thanksgiving several times before. And there's a link here that you can look at. People would question, why would such an attack come at this time? I say, could it be the 63,000 closed indictments that are to be opened soon? And the elite and the deep state are threatened with execution or imprisonment for their evil. A possibility. That would put some pressure on you. Here is the Great Divide, a revelation given to Byron Searle on November the 16th, this 2018. He gives a verse at the top, Amos 7:17, "Therefore thus saith the Lord." Several people sent us this revelation. "Thy wife shall be a harlot in the city, thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword, thy land shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of his land." Okay, you know, we've had quite a few revelations of the Babylonians taking the false leadership of God's people, the apostate leadership of God's people, into captivity. And we keep getting that over and over and over. Like Zedekiah was captured and taken into captivity because he did not obey the voice of the Lord. He was an apostate. He was taken into captivity, and Israel too went into captivity. And we keep getting that. We say, okay, Lord, we believe you. It's coming. And could it be this? You know, he got this on November 16th, and I'll share it with you. I'm not sure whether this is for now. I'll give you a choice here in just a minute. Here's the word that he received. "My son, they will call it the Great Divide when I split this nation in two. They will not be able to build a bridge across it. I will not let them. I will shake the land continuously so that no one can build anything. I will divide this land for dividing my land. Those advisors that surround the king have lied to him, giving him false words they say are from me." Well, that could be very true. I'm sorry to say that the people who have, you know, congregated around President Trump are not the kind of people that can give him good advice. And they're called themselves Christian leaders, but they've been caught up in every kind of cult and foolishness you can imagine. So pray for him to have good advisors. And we know in the Bible, it appears that he gets good advisors. "This king believes the lies and will be the cause of the land division." And of course, he is working on, and I understand it is finished. This covenant is finished. And they're just waiting for the correct moment to release it. That's what I've understood from what I've read. You know, you can't believe everything you read on the internet, so I'm cautious. The previous king, well, we know that's Mr. Obama, caused the division of the people. Yes, he did. With great arrogance. Yes, he has. Taken pride in that. The current king takes great pride in the ultimate peace deal that seals the judgments on this nation. That's true. That's true. He doesn't know. "My son, my people have no idea what lies ahead for them." Listen to this. "Everyone is preparing for feast and family get-togethers." Well, I'd say at this particular time, after the 16th, the first one is Thanksgiving. "But I say, prepare for the judgments, for they are now." Okay, I don't know Byron very good, but we also know that this is coming, and it's coming quickly. But is it going to happen on Thanksgiving? We'll have to wait and see. I must say, let me say this, that feast and family get-togethers that are now is Thanksgiving. If you go a little bit further down the road, it's Christmas, right? And he goes on to prophesy, "I will not allow my land or my city with my name on it to be divided until I divide it in thirds." Then he had a vision in the midst of this prophecy. "The Lord also gave me a very brief vision while he was speaking this word to me when he got to the place where he said, until I divide it in thirds. This is when he showed me the following vision. He showed me a view of the entire United States where everything appeared as normal. Then suddenly I saw the earth split wide open, right down the middle of America, at what looked like the New Madrid Fault. I saw it split wide open, so wide that I would estimate from how I saw it that it looked to be about 50 miles wide. It looked like a canyon just opened up and quickly spread wider and wider. Of course, we've had our own brethren, you know, share this, seeing this quite a few times. And right after that, my attention was quickly brought to the west coast, where I again watched as the land split all the way from Washington State to the southern tip of California. This may not be in sequence. From what we've learned, it's going to start at the east coast and go to the west coast. So, but he just may be seeing two visions. It doesn't mean that they're in sequence. It doesn't mean that they're in order. It's just what the Lord showed, okay? Then my attention quickly went to the east coast, where I saw another splitting of the land from what looked like the Boston area all the way down to Georgia. That's the fault line that we've been talking about that goes, you know, by this valley. As soon as the splitting of the land occurred, I saw massive tidal waves form off the coast along the length of both coasts and move in towards the land. I also saw waves go up the middle from the Gulf and come down the middle from the Great Lakes. All these waves were so enormous in size, like nothing we have ever seen before. And then the vision ended, and the Lord continued speaking the remainder of the word to me. My son, this nation will fall by the sword, and many, many people will perish. When I divide the land, prepare for the invasion. This division, there's an invasion that we talked about earlier, see? This division of the land will not just be in the middle, it will be left and right, also bringing great destruction to great cities. This will also bring about great sea waves. Prepare now, repent, and get your house in order, for this ultimate deal will be signed by great pressure. Yes, and the president said he was going to put great pressure on Israel, and he's already put great pressure on the Palestinians to make this agreement. He is twisting arms like he is very good at doing. If you don't, I'll whatever, you know. My son, I say to my people to be ready. If you are not, repent today of your sins, and I will forgive you. This dividing of the land will cause many deaths. Every person in the land will be touched by this judgment, and they will know it was by my hand. I want to say that the Passover, every household was touched by the destroyer, except for those in Goshen. Okay, so I would say get to Goshen, not physically but spiritually, right? And we believe that the Lord has shown us a death of people who are hindering the kingdom. This is me speaking now. People that are hindering the kingdom, people who are unequally yoked and hindering the kingdom work of a person. We have told said this in the past. It is coming, and it may be here. The great divide is close at hand, he says. Do not fear. If your house is in order, then there should be no fear. Trust me. Have faith that I will be with you soon. I am coming. I am coming. Well, you know, some people say, well, he's probably talking about pre-tribulation rapture. No, not necessarily. You know, Jesus is coming. He's coming in the man-child ministry. He has shown us that he is. He didn't recognize. They didn't recognize that the Son of God was in their midst when he came the first time. They're not going to recognize it this time either. That's just history. The Pharisees and Sadducees didn't recognize it, and they won't recognize it today. But it's going to happen, and signs and wonders and miracles and teachings are going to go forth when this does. Because Jesus himself is coming in that way, manifested by his word and by his spirit in a first fruits ministry called the man child. And also, by the way, he is coming to judge the wicked. He is the white horse rider. Some righteous will be removed that possibly would not stand, or they maybe don't need any more tribulation. I don't know. So that was Byron's revelation. Again, I picked it out because it pointed to what appears to be this Thanksgiving. Could possibly be Christmas, but it looks like now is pointed at Thanksgiving. Okay, just looks like. Okay, here's something you can do. This is a revelation about a terrorist act that was planned for our area being foiled. Okay. And this was given to Vanessa Weeks on 9/24/18, right? Okay. I had this dream. I was in a house in this area, and it was where we were meeting, but it was not at the Shaw House, so they were meeting. We do meet there sometimes. I was lying down on my back, and I was supposed to be praying, obviously, for the things that are coming. Three boys were standing around me and telling jokes, and I was laughing. Can this mean I was resting in the flesh? Because she was supposed to be praying, but she was laughing. Then a young lady with an upset look on her face came up to me, impatient, to lie down where I was. You know, in other words, in that place where resting in the flesh, I guess, maybe. She had black hair, which is submission to darkness, representative, and it was up in a bun. I got up and let her lie down, and I went into the living room. That's a good sign. I could hear her on her phone talking to her boss, who had sent her there. Okay. She was angry and saying the traffic in this area was good, but she did not meet her contact. I knew she was sent here to help perform a terrorist act on Thanksgiving Day. And again, this was in our area. So the terrorists were to meet here in order to perform this terrorist act. I was thinking, how can I warn the officials? Then Debbie and Denny came in, and Denny said to Barry, he was glad we all prayed together, which happened earlier in the dream, he says. So the prayer of faith and holiness is going to deliver by the Passover, by Psalm 91, by the belief in the promises, right? It will deliver. In this case, the prayer stopped it. It broke the connection. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, too, we pray that everyone out there who has authority from God to do so, break their connections. Send confusion in their midst, whatever. And you're not going to be able to stop this whole thing because God has a plan to use it to actually deliver his people and to take down the apostate leadership, which is ruling in their own Babylonish way over God's people. So you'll find that God may give you instructions to lessen it. He does that quite often. He does not judge in the magnitude that he said he would, because people desire mercy, right? And we desire a wonderful revival, which spreads throughout the land. And many of the people, of course, that if they die, they wouldn't be revived, would they? So then the people of UBM started to come in, and we were all about to have dinner in the dining room at a very long table. While standing in the dining room waiting for the dinner to start, I was standing by Michael and a few other people, and he had his Bible open and was saying something to us about Jeanette, but I don't know what. I knew this plan of these people was being thwarted since she could not meet her contact. And since we prayed against this, I knew their plot failed, and we were excited about our dinner in the dining room. So some people will have Thanksgiving. The plot will fail for the righteous, for we have a Passover and a Psalm 91. But it is likely still on in other places and for other people. And many may die. We'll see. I asked the Lord for a verse by faith for this dream and received verse 24 in Jeremiah 31, 23 through 26. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Once again they will speak this word in the land of Judah and in the cities when I restore their fortunes. I am telling you there's going to be a turnaround of fortunes. God's going to redistribute some wealth in order to bring to pass his plan. And the fall of the dollar is going to take money out of some people's hands, but the RV or the GCR is going to put it in other people's hands, and particularly into a lot of Christians' hands. The Lord bless you, O abode of the righteous. Whoa, there it is. O holy hill. Okay, so there is a place of blessing, right? Judah and all its cities will dwell together in it, the farmer and they who go about with flocks. For I will satisfy the weary ones and refresh everyone who languishes. At this I awoke and looked, and my sleep was pleasant unto me. Meaning, of course, you can rest in the Lord. If you're walking in holiness, you're on his holy hill, and you are the abode of the righteous, then you have nothing to worry about. But you can pray as they did, or as we did in this revelation here, to break up their plots and schemes against the Christians who are doing what they're supposed to be doing and right. So she said, Barry and I prayed against a terrorist act on Thanksgiving, but thought we should pray together against this, especially for this area. Father, I pray for your protection for all the cities of Judah and that we will all be safe in you. I bind all evil plots to do anything disruptive on or around Thanksgiving in this area. We send your angels to surround all who are abiding in Christ in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your Passover. Mm-hmm. I asked the Lord who this young lady is and received by faith at random, Genesis 49:21. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth goodly words. She said, I found Naphtali, meaning wrestling. And let me see. Another revelation that I think might be useful to you is if you have people, you know, at Thanksgiving away from home or whatever, can you pray for them? Well, of course. Here's Amber Bristol's dream concerning her daughter Lexi, who is away at this Thanksgiving. And I can't say much more. I don't want to give much more away, but I think it's a really good confirmation of what is about to happen. She said, hi, David. She got this on the 21st, right, which is today. The Lord woke me up last night. I was praying and talking to him and having a good time. And after a while, I thought to look at the clock, and it was 3:33. So, of course, I thought of Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great things and difficult which thou knowest not. So I prayed and asked him to tell me something that I didn't know. I went to sleep and had this dream. I was getting ready to get on an airplane to a far away place. She puts in parenthesis overcoming or tribulation. I was at the door leading to the airplane, and I needed a pass card to go through the doors. The card was in my purse, but my purse was full of stuff, so I decided to sit down on a nearby couch so that it would be easier to search my purse and find my pass card. And as I sat there, I saw Judy and others from UBM waiting to get on the plane. They began to board the plane, and I found my card and headed to the entrance. And I overheard the stewardess talking to someone on the phone, saying that Lexi wasn't there yet. That's her daughter, who's away at Thanksgiving with relatives. So she interpreted that to mean that Lexi was not ready to leave for the wilderness. I spoke up and said that I was her mom. She smiled in a patronizing way and said that they'd like everybody to board the plane. Very businesslike. The plane is leaving. Where it's going? Well, she believes it's the wilderness. I said that I wasn't leaving without my child, and I knew that she was with Michael Hare, which she has a footnote here, meaning who is like God. Well, she's safe if she's with God, right? Yes. And that he had been dependable in the past. Well, amen. Yeah. The stewardess said in a condescending manner something about, did I leave my daughter in the care of somebody responsible or respectable? Well, of course. She's in the hands of God, according to that, right? In other words, do I trust the Lord to get her ready in time? That's what Amber said. That was her interpretation. Very good, too, I think. And then I woke up, and she gave her an interpretation. Lexi is not ready to overcome in the wilderness. She's late, but in the hands of God. Yes. Amen. And when I was praying that, the Lord get her ready, I felt the Lord ask me, no matter what, meaning that it might be very difficult for me or her, and am I willing for her and me to undergo through whatever is necessary to get her ready? Okay, so that was the question he spoke to her. And my thought about this was that she will probably learn what things are really important in this life and what things are not. You know, these kinds of things that happen cause kids to realize such things. In other words, you could be just wasting your life, frittering it away, instead of paying attention to the things that really count, because you don't know you have tomorrow, right? And your loved ones around you, you don't know they have tomorrow. The most important thing is that she make it to heaven, and no matter what he needs to do, needs to know that I want that for her, I think. Okay. Secondly, I like to have her with me if that's the best for her. Well, of course, anything happening out there, you want your children to be at home with you. But if they're in the hands of God, hey, that's pretty good. They could be with you and not be in the hands of God. So that's good. Yeah. So I begin to seek the Lord for what he wanted me to pray. I prayed that the Lord wake my mom up so that I could talk it over with her. Immediately I hear her get up to go to the bathroom. So we pray and we talk it over. She goes to bed. And after I pray to the Lord, I ask if there's anything else he wants to tell me about the situation. And he gives me Matthew 28:16-20. Here it is. But the 11 disciples went into Galilee, and this is the part that's underlined, unto the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and spake unto them, saying, All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go, I guess if she met Jesus on the mountain, that would be, she would be safe, right? Just like with God, right? So, go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hey, I wonder, is this going to bring, as we've heard in the past, that the earthquakes, which are mentioned, which we've mentioned, and the turmoil from the terrorists is going to start a revival? So here's Jesus sending out disciples, right? But unto the mountain was underlined, and it was unto the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. Amber said, this puzzled me until I saw about the mountain. It's the hill on Calendar Road, the end of the trial, and possibly at Thanksgiving. So she got that revelation, and I know about the Calendar Road revelation. We saw that in that revelation that Calendar Road would end a year later because it was an expanse of the calendar, right? And it was at the top of the hill. You're on God's mountain, right? At the top of the hill. And a year later brings us to this Thanksgiving. So I've been looking at other dreams, including one that Lexi had, and so many mentioned getting to the top of a hill. Yeah. Well, it's a good sign to get to the top of the hill, right? You can see a long ways from the top of the hill. You're safe at the top of the hill. The water can't get you at the top of the hill, right? Okay. I have tried to raise Lexi to be a disciple of the Lord, and I need to continue teaching her to obey the Lord. And during this whole thing, I knew that before I went to bed, I needed to reread a paper that Pam had given me yesterday. On this paper were several words that she felt the Lord gave her specifically for me. The one I feel is germane is Habakkuk 3:2. O Lord, I have heard the report of thee and am afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. Well, amen. We pray that too, Lord. In your wrath, remember mercy. So that one kind of fit. I was really interested in the phrase, revive thy work in the midst of the years, so I began to do some research to see if anything interesting came up. One of the first things I came across was a discussion on Stack Exchange, a link to that discussion. I can't understand what point the guy is making, and nothing else on the internet gives witness, but the coincidence is astounding. So I'm sorry, I don't have time to get to that today. And let's see. In wrath, remember mercy. Then I asked if I should pray that the Lord protect Lexi and got four heads. Okay. Well, so now you know what you can do. Thanks, an opportunity here to do concerning what this judgment is and what about your relatives over there and what can you do for them and on, right? Okay. Well, I'm going to give a note here, Gordon Bornman, who knew about this revelation, sent this. 2013, on November the 22nd, Comet Ison passed from Virgo into Libra, which is the scales of judgment. Just a few additional notes. I was reviewing my date spreadsheet and found this note from 11/22/2013. And makes the point of Comet Ison, which was a sign, a progression, and it passing from Virgo to Libra, which is judgment. This is a sign of entering into judgment on 11/22 of some year. There is simply no way this is just a coincidence. We all saw and knew that Comet Ison was on a perfect path through the heavens to show signs of the end times. Only God can throw a rock that perfectly. Yes, good point, Gordon. Very good. And we did. We knew that back then. We saw many signs in that revelation. Also, 1307, November 22nd, Pope Clement V issues the papal bull Pastoralis Promenente, which instructed all Christian monarchs in Europe to arrest all Templars and seize their assets. So there may be a long-term revenge factor among the Masonic elitists. That's a thought. Also in 1967, November 22nd, UN Security Council Resolution 242 is adopted by the UN Security Council, establishing a set of the principles aimed at guiding negotiations for an Arab-Israeli peace settlement. Okay, so we've already mentioned that. This settlement was one of the first, if not the first, land for peace agreements that the UN attempted to force on Israel. And now they're doing it again. Isn't that something? We got a warning on Thanksgiving of them doing the same thing. No wonder we are getting verses by random that warn against dividing Israel's land. Yes. Also, 2011, November 22nd. 11-22-11, Nibiru/Elenin, Earth and Sun alignment for the third and final conjunction. This may help someone other than me see a connection to the signs. Also, some note that 11-22-18 is 55 years after JFK's assassination. Oh, my goodness. And 11+22=33. All Masonic numbers. Well, okay, we bind any death coming to our president in the name of Jesus. We forbid it, we cast it down, and we thank you, Lord, for taking good care of him and keeping this revival going and bringing us to the Red Sea. Amen? Isn't that cool? Okay, let's see. Well, I'm almost out of time here. Let's see what I got. Okay, I got about 7 minutes here. Let's see, I might share a couple of verses with you, which we get in our morning meeting. And here's, first one is a civil war. We got this on 11-16. Don Laughlin, Isaiah 19:1-4. The burden of Egypt, behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud and cometh unto Egypt, where there's what? A Passover? Yes, and a destruction of the firstborn of Egypt. This is, again, we've heard that this is going to touch every house out there. Well, you know, that's what happened there. And the idols of Egypt shall tremble at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. Egypt is a type of the world, isn't it? You can't even shake the whole United States without shaking the world. And I will stir up the Egyptians against the Egyptians. And by the way, the Egyptians were the great eagle, right? And they shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt shall fall in the midst of it, and I will destroy the counsel thereof. And they shall seek unto idols, and to charmers, and to them that have familiar spirits, and to wizards, and I will give over the Egyptians into the hand of a cruel lord. And a fierce king shall rule over them, says the Lord of hosts. Yes, and we know that's coming. We've told you this is a short reprieve in order to get the gospel going and start building the kingdom, and then the door's going to close again. Persecution, trouble, so on and so forth. Okay, here's one Missy got. I landed right in the on the title, The Lord Gives Dominion to the King. Yes, Jesus and the man-child will conquer the enemies. So, of course, you know what that means. You got to read the whole chapter. No, we're not going to do that. Psalm 110, 1-7. A psalm of David. The Lord saith unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord will send forth the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Yes, the Lord is speaking through Zion. He's given authority to Zion because there's holiness and righteousness there, and they are the ones fighting this real battle. The physical people out there, like President Trump on down, these are the people that are fighting the real battle. I'm just telling you. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. There you go, in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people offer themselves willingly in the day of thy power, in holy array, out of the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. There's an order to Melchizedek. The man-child is a part of that order, one of that order, because in the man-child is Jesus. And you know Jesus also was the order of Melchizedek in his first body, right? The Lord at thy right hand will strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Mm-hmm. He will judge among the nations. He will fill the places with dead bodies. He will strike through the head in many countries. Yes, we've spoken about this from Haggai, too, that the man-child ministry there, striking through the head. He will drink of the brook in the way, therefore will he lift up the head. Maybe that's a note concerning Samson. The Lord's going to be very strong in whoever he likes to do this, right? And this is very much like the last personal text that Deb sent to me on Wednesday, Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. He's going to deliver people from captivity, Babylonish religious captivity too. And the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Some people are going to come out of prison because the people who are keeping them in prison are apostates or factious or whatever. God is going to set his people free. It could cause there to be some dead people out there, but there's going to be freedom for God's people. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Now that's the part that's going to be fulfilled this time. That wasn't quoted by Jesus the last time. To comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give them a garland for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Yep. What has been taken into captivity and destroyed by the Babylonians, including the religious leadership, it's going to be restored. These people are going to rebuild it. The Lord, I should say, in these people are going to rebuild it, right? Here's one from Michael Hare. Ezekiel 7, 1 through 9. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, and thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord unto the land of Israel, an end, the end is come upon the four corners of the land. Now is the end upon thee, and I will send mine anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways, and I will bring upon thee all thine abominations. And mine eye shall not spare thee, neither will I have pity, but I will bring thy ways upon thee, and thine abomination shall be in the midst of thee, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, an evil, an only evil, behold, it cometh. An end is come, the end is come. It awaketh against thee, behold, it cometh. I don't know how many ways you can tell it's coming. Okay, it's coming. Thy doom is come unto thee, O inhabitant of the land. The time is come. The day is near. A day of tumult. There's that word again. And not of joyful shouting upon the mountains. Now will I shortly pour out my wrath upon thee and accomplish mine anger against thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways, and I will bring upon thee all thine abominations. He's talking to God's apostate people, right? And mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will bring upon thee according to thy ways, and thine abominations shall be in the midst of thee, and you shall know that I, the Lord, do smite. Amen. Well, there's a bunch more of them here that really fit the situation, but I've run out of time. So, thank you, Father, so much for your blessing and your warning. And, Lord, we'll see what's going to happen. Lord's line upon line here, little and there, little, and we see in the mirror dimly. But so we're just waiting to you to show us the full picture here, and we ask you to protect your people who love you and serve you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And, Lord, please bless Michael Hare and anoint him to share the word today, too, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Good night, folks.